Game night. Talk a little hockey with George Richards here in a second. Your ticket to summer is here. Live Nation's got $30 tickets to more than 1,000 shows. And to celebrate, we're giving you a chance to win tickets to 5 shows at the I Think Financial Amphitheater, which is up in West Palm Beach. The shows include Dierks Bentley, The Offspring, Toto, Kesha, and Pantera. And it's very easy to enter. All you have to do is go to WQAM.com, click on the contest page, and enter right there, and you could win. If you want more info on how to see a show for just $30 tickets, go to LiveNation.com. Our friend George Richards from Florida Hockey Now is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. You can read his Panthers coverage at FloridaHockeyNow.com. And he's joining us. So talk to us, George, on a game night here. Solana and I were kind of, I don't know, perplexed. We were a little bit more nervous about Tampa and Toronto than we are about Carolina. Is that silly on our part?
Yeah, probably because you know Toronto and you know Tampa a little better, right? Carolina's a team that the Panthers haven't even seen since New Year's. I mean, that was 5 months ago. So, listen, this isn't the sexiest team in the league, Carolina. It just plays a hard game. Yeah, you should be a little bit more worried about these guys than because
Me real worried. Should I be really concerned about this series?
Yeah, I would be. I mean, this was a team that less than 2 years ago, Florida swept them, right? But every game was one goal. Two games went to overtime. I mean, in game four, the Panthers won with like a minute left in the third. Every game was as tight as they could be, and you're going to see more of that. I mean, they've got a fantastic goalie that nobody knows of that outside of the hockey world, and Frederik Andersen. I mean, Carolina's played 10 playoff games, right, against New Jersey, which was hurt. The New Jersey series was a joke. They should have swept that series. They won in 5. But they completely shut down the Washington Capitals. Freddie Anderson's given up 12 goals, 12 in 10 games. I mean, he is just on, and getting pucks past him is going to be tough.
I should bet the under tonight.
I would bet the under.
What you're telling me. What kind of
It's five and a half, I believe. I haven't looked.
It's got to be. If it's lower than five and a half, I'd be shocked. So what kind of series are you expecting from these two teams then? Like what kind of game should we expect tonight? Really tight, close to the vest?
Yeah, I think so. I think both teams like playing that way, though. I mean, it's, again, how many games did we watch during the regular season where people were complaining that the Panthers were just boring them to death? Well, that's how the Panthers love playing, and that's what gets them wins. Same goes for Carolina. We're not going to see a whole lot of wide open chances on either side. I think it's going to be a series where it's going to be defined by who makes a mistake, who decides that, I'm going to make a play here, and it gets turned the other way. And even then, when a team makes a mistake, you've got Sergei Bobrovsky in one net and Freddie Andersen in the other. So even when you do break through the defense, you've got two great goalies back there. So, yeah, it's going to be tight. It's going to be low scoring. I'll watch tonight be 7-5. I mean, who knows? I mean, you know, it's one of those. But that's what we expect anyway.
I was reading about Frederik Andersen, George, how great he is, especially with pucks sent towards goal for deflections. Anything that gets near the goal, he's awesome at deflecting those pucks. Yeah. I know that's something the Cats are elite at, right? Like that's how they literally took the air out of the Scotiabank Arena the other night after the goal was scored. 18 seconds later, here comes a quick deflection and the game was over. Will that change the Cats' game plan at all? Or are they still just going to be extremely reliant on the forecheck and try to win it that way?
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's their DNA. That's how the Florida Panthers have been playing for the past 3 years. They are not going to change. They're going to go hard to the net. They're going to try and get in his line of vision. They're going to try and take Freddie Anderson's eyes away, and Carolina's going to do the same. They've got big guys. They've got guys that are going to get in front of the net and try and disrupt Sergei Bobrovsky. But, yeah, listen, you nailed it. Freddie Anderson doesn't really give up many rebounds. You saw that was a problem with Joseph Woll for Toronto. Now, Anthony Stolarz is pretty good, but he wasn't in goal for Toronto. Woll was, and he gave up a lot of big rebounds. Florida didn't even cash in on half of them. So, when those pucks come off, the Panthers are going to have to be right there to clean up. And we saw Anton Lundell get a couple of those pucks. We saw Brad Marchand do it. Etu Luostarinen right in front of that. So that whole third line kind of feasted on pucks coming off the end boards, coming off of the goalie in Toronto. But those opportunities, when they're there, they're going to have to take advantage of.
Were you surprised by Game 7 in Toronto, by the way?
A little bit that it was exactly like Game 5. I mean, listen, Paul Maurice said a lot of nice things about Toronto after Game 5, but Florida completely dominated that game. Even, it was worse than that 6-1 score looked. And then Game 7 was even worse because, you look at the first 10 minutes of that first, Florida could have been up 3-4-0, and it was a scoreless game. Toronto gets back on their game, so you're thinking, geez, man, this is tight. Florida sure didn't take advantage. And then the second period comes, and it's blowout city. So little surprise that Toronto just didn't seem to have the fight back in a game. It is Toronto, and I think that's what a lot of people were counting on, that Toronto wouldn't know how to handle the pressure. They did for a bit, but at the end of the day, the Panthers were just, so focused on one thing, Toronto just couldn't handle it.